I'm Frank Welty, your president.
Well, okay, now the puppy realizes that he's the second vice president.
Yes. He is, that is the second vice president.
No, that was Groton. He got stepped on. All right, let me quickly go through the agenda and then we will get started. Currently, our treasurer, Vita Zavoli, is walking around the room, giving each of you a card. That is your voting ballot. Hold on to it, but leave it alone for now. And we will explain what we're doing with that when we get to elections. All right, first, I'm going to quickly read the agenda and give you a few bits of housekeeping, and then we will do the roll call. All right. First, we have our call to order and roll call, which we will have momentarily. Then we will have approval of the January membership meeting minutes, which were distributed through the email list. We then will have approval of the treasurer's report. We will then have committee reports, which will include the nominating committee report and our elections for vice president, treasurer, and a director. And we will have constitution and bylaws report. We will have... I've got a dog that needs to be controlled here. Jeep down. That's mine. Down. Jeep down. Now down. Down. All right. Then we will have a report on the advocacy committee. We will then have a comment about a budget, but that'll just be an informational comment. We will have a fundraising report. We will then have a program report. We will have old business, which will include an update on the forward. And we will have new business. And among things that are currently under new business will be a discussion of a GDUC logo, a discussion of a possible donation to the local Guide Dogs for the Blind Sacramento Puppy Raisers Club. And then we will have announcements. Are there any other items that people wish to add to the agenda this morning? The bylaw change, that's, we have a constitutional report, so that will be included in that. Yes. Okay, is there anything else? Oh, there is one other item, and this will probably come up in the context of advocacy, but if it doesn't, remind me and we'll cover it under new business, and that is a discussion of GDUC's approach to addressing advocacy on the area of imposter guide dogs. Yes. Oh, yes, and we will also add another item of new business, or rather old business, is an update on the status of the so-called Guide Dog Users of California, Inc. Now, yes, Alice.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. So when we get to advocacy, if folks can remind my tired brain when we get there, so that we cover both of those two issues along with the others in the advocacy report.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Are we ready for our roll call?
If anybody wants to speak, if they'll raise their hand, we have a mic.
Yeah. And again, this is roll call. Are we ready to call the roll? That is a question.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
Give it to Margie. She's right next to you.
Are we passing it around or is the secretary calling it? How are we doing it?
Give it over here.
Oh, okay. I'm Margie Donovan, and I'm the vice president, and I have a almost 3-year-old German Shepherd from.
Oh,
thank you.
Vita to read it.
Asking the treasurer to call the roll.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Let's just be flexible. You want to read the list? Use the microphone.
I think we should just go around the way we normally do.
Would
is it the wish of the membership that we simply pass the microphone around?
No, call the roll.
Call the roll.
Yes.
Okay, call the roll.
Call the roll.
In a regular roll.
Yes. Roll.
It's Sunday, you guys. Saturday, you guys, and everybody is tired. Let's get this done.
Then how can I pass out the cards? Okay. Here, Charlene, you do it. Yeah, that's why I don't know, everything got changed. All right. Cindy Aguilar? No. Terry Omni? Some of these people we know aren't here. Linda Becker? Beth Berenson? Lynn Coates? Christy Crespin. Yes, okay. Daryl Dawes. Lena Dawes.
Do you have a voting card?
Yeah, she should. Charlene's walking around.
Raise your hand.
Okay. No blind people. Margie Donovan.
Here, and I have a card.
Yeah. Tony Eames. Nellie Emerson, Miley George, Lynn Gwizdak, Philip Hughes, David Jackson,
he has a ballot on him. Okay.
Catherine Johnson. Mike Keithley, Lynette Kersey, Debbie Kessler, Alice McGrath, Michelle McGrew, Ken Metz, Pam Metz, Charlene Ornelas, Peter Pardini, Joni Pacci, Linda Perel, Albert Rizzi, Terry Straw, Leslie Tom, Elena Thomason, Deborah Thompson, Joan Underdown, Nancy Unger, Frank Welty, Aisha Wendt.
They went to San Cambridge.
Robert Wendt. Judy Wilkinson. Vivian Younger. Vita Zavoli.
She's here.
And she's present. Does she have a card?
All right. I'll take the mic back. And the chair rules that we have a quorum. Are there any other individuals in the room who would wish to introduce themselves at this time? Diane Deutsch from Tehachapi.
You don't need it now.
Anyone else? All right, the next item on the agenda is the approval of our meeting minutes. The meeting minutes were distributed by email to the members over our GDUC-L list. And in accordance with practices that have been established, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes as distributed through the list. It has been moved. Is there a second? Is there a discussion? Again, It was moved by Judy Wilkinson and seconded by Alice McGrath that we approve the meeting minutes as they were distributed over the GDUC-L list. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Minutes are approved. And now we have the... I will now entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report as distributed to the GDUCL list. It's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? It's been moved and seconded by Judy Wilkinson and Beth Berenson that we approve the minutes as distributed over the list. The treasurer's report, excuse me. Thank you. I'm missing some brain cells, and I didn't have to do anything. And that's right. It's called a combination of age and sleep deprivation. I'm hearing Vita Zavoli calling for a point of order here, or calling for a motion of some kind. Go ahead.
You did. We got it. Judy made the motion. And
the motion has been made, but I think. Do we have a mic runner? I recognize.
I just wanted to give the final balance because there's people here who did not receive it. They weren't on the list yet.
That's fine.
So it's $2,282.06.
All right. Thank you. Is there other questions, discussions, comments? Again, if you wish to, simply state your name and we'll bring the microphone over to you. Hearing none, all in favor of approving the treasurer's report as it was distributed to the GDUCL list, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The measure is approved, or the report is approved. All right, now we turn to the nominating committee report, and I will recognize Linda Perel for the nominating committee, and then after which we will conduct elections. Can we give the mic to Linda?
So, Mr. President, you wish me to just name the candidates on the slate. Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, that's correct.
First of all, I'd like to thank my committee members, Christy Crespin and Lena Dawes. And the nominating committee presents the following slate of candidates for Vice President, Margie Donovan, for Treasurer, Vita Zavoli, and for Director, David Jackson. And that is the end of our report.
Thank you. We will proceed with the election. First.
Can I ask a point of order?
Yes, Margie.
Just hand it to me. Just a point of order in terms of how the nominating committee puts together the slate. One of those candidates, I did not see a write-up on, a nomination write-up. Was it not required for to be considered?
No.
I sent to the entire body a compilation of all four statements that were submitted. Can somebody else confirm that I did that?
Yes.
Okay. That you're very welcome.
All right. So we will proceed with the election. In the event that there is a contested office, the procedure will be that I will call for seconding speeches after the individuals have been nominated, along with the slate, anyone nominated from the floor. We will then have seconding speeches with up to 5 minutes in total per nominee. And then we will have the voting, and the voting will be, you'll use your ballots for that, and at the time of when we vote, we will explain how that is done. So again, leave your ballots alone until we get to that point. So let us proceed with the election of Vice President. The Margie Donovan's name has been placed in nomination for the position of Vice President. She is the incumbent Vice President. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Once again, are there any other nominations from the floor? And finally, are there any other nominations from the floor?
I move the nominations be closed and Margie
It has been moved and seconded that Margie Donovan that nominations be closed and that Margie Donovan be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Congratulations, Margie. Would you like to say a few words?
Thank you for your vote of confidence in me, and I will continue to bring forth my skills, abilities, and knowledge to strengthen this organization. And I apologize for what seemed like some disorganization on the board this morning, but bear with us, and we will get it perfectly ironed out. And I really want to see us grow and advocate for our dogs and our access. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. We move on now to the position of treasurer. The name of Vita Zavali has been placed in nomination. Vita is the incumbent treasurer at this time. Are there any nominees? Are there any nominations from the floor? Second, are there any nominations from the floor? And finally, are there any nominations from the floor? Is there a second? It has been moved and seconded that nominations cease. Lena Dawes moved, and there were multiple seconds. It has been moved and seconded that nominations for the office of treasurer be closed and that Vita Zavali be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Vita is reelected. Vita, would you like to say a few words?
I'm saying a few words.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much. Treasury is my strength, I think, so I'm glad that you chose me. Thank you.
Very good. And now we move on to the election of a board member. This is the even year board member seat, which is currently held by David Jackson. David's name has been placed in nomination. Are there any nominations from the floor?
Mr. President.
Madam.
I wish to put in for nomination the name of Alice McGrath.
The name of Alice McGrath has been moved. Is there a second? I guess I don't need a second. Don't need a second. Excuse me. I take that back. No second necessary here. All right. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Oh, does Alice, do you accept?
I do.
Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? And last, are there any other nominations from the floor? I would accept a motion to close nominations. Moved by Margie Donovan and seconded by Ms. Dawes. All in favor of closing nominations for the office of board member, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, we will continue. Mr. Jackson, do you have seconding speeches?
Yes, I'd like to call on Judy Wilkinson.
Yep. Judy Wilkinson. Would you speak for me, please? Thank you very much.
Well, all right, and any others, or just Judy? Okay, that's fine. And Lena Dawes. Yeah. So Judy and Alice, who are your seconding speakers? You can do up to two, but one is fine. All right. So then we will then we give the floor to. Do we have somebody who can be a timer? Hold on, we're getting a timer ready. Okay. All right. So let us know when you're ready, Charlene, and then we can proceed with Judy.
I'm not going to take 5 minutes, even though I could talk about David for an hour. So I'm David Jackson. You all know I've worked with David on many projects for a number of years now. He's a guide dog handler. He was secretary of this affiliate. He's been a board member for a long time. I've had the pleasure of working with David in the capacity of the Mutt Strut, and he is a longtime board member who served 4 terms on the board. He has been a longtime member and co-chair of the membership committee, where he's worked very hard. He is a hardworking member of San Francisco chapter. He has worn many, many hats in this organization and has advocated for guide dogs in many different areas. And I hope you'll elect David for this board position. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. And Lena? 3 minutes.
Okay. So I, too, am honored to speak for David. I have had the pleasure of working with him on the board as well as in hospitality when the students in San Francisco and San Mateo worked together. He's always been one of my several mentors here, and I feel that David has a true love of membership. He is the co-chair of the membership committee, and we have been working together on membership issues on the board as well. And I just think he's a wonderful person and hope that we'll vote to elect David Jackson for the board of GDUC. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's come to my attention that a second speaker has been added for Alice, and that would be Vita Zavoli. So we will begin with Beth Berenson.
You know, everyone knows I'm not awake yet. Alice, so I have notes. Okay. Alice has been very active in her local CCB chapter, Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, and she has chaired membership planned events and is a regular contributor to the chapter's monthly newsletter. After joining her chapter, she has attended all of the CCB conferences and serves as a delegate to bring back info to the chapter. She often writes a column for the Blind Californian in conference summaries. In her job at Vista Center, she started chairing the Regional Braille Challenge and now coordinates with CSB and Lighthouse to plan these events every year. Her work on the Braille Challenge has been recognized by the Braille Institute, and she now serves on their advisory committee for the challenge. I think that these examples point to Alice's strength. She is enthusiastic. Oh, gee, a great collaborator, and helps others to contribute in significant ways. And I'm just gonna put something personal in this. I worked with Alice on the Braille Challenge in my capacity at the Lighthouse. And if that wasn't a moving tornado, I don't know how else to describe it. And it was the best one I have ever been to. It was extremely organized. And I think Alice had a huge, huge part in that. Alice is also chair of our programming committee. And as a member of her committee, I can tell you how great she is. So I've been told to stop. So, oh, sorry.
Okay.
Bye. Vote for Alice.
And you have 3 minutes?
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, 3 minutes.
All right. Okay. Alice has assisted this board so much. She's the one who came out and said, I want to be program chair. When you step up to a committee for an organization that's rebuilding and growing, that is a tough job. It is a tough job. It's a tough job to find people to serve with you on a committee. It's tough to get those people to motivated the way you are. Alice is an incredible organizer. I just love organize and detail people. She is also, the one thing I really like about Alice is she's a real negotiator. And she is the one that calms everybody down. And we were on a fundraising call, and Alice is just like,
you know what, we're just starting out and we're all going to calm down. Everybody just calmed right down. And this is a strength we need on this board because we are loud, we can be obnoxious, we can be argumentative. We work very well together because of that, because we're clear about what we want, which is the best for this organization. And, you know, we're very passionate about what we're doing. But Alice does bring a lot of calm to our calls and to our organization. She did an amazing job at Pamper Your Pooch, which we're coming to at 10 o'clock, and she set that all up for us. 1 minute. Is that much more I could say? Yeah, honestly, just vote for Alice, and thank you.
All right, we will commence with the voting, and the procedure will be this. First off, as a reminder that our Constitution specifies, and I don't think there's an issue with that here today, but just so that people know that our Constitution specifies that in order to vote in an election, a person must be a member of the organization for at least 15 days. There's a reason for that, and that is to prevent some cases of possible fraud. Fortunately, I don't think that's There is one person. So yes. Again, I believe just raise your hand if you haven't been a member. If you have not been a member for at least about 2 weeks, then please raise your hand. We want to make sure that we don't count you incorrectly. Okay, but do but the
and
good
we have one. Then that makes two people in the room, one of which is a guest.
Okay, then that's fine. By the way, but just the good news about that, by the way, is for any of you who have not yet renewed or who have not yet joined as a member, is that if you renew today, your membership will be good through June 30th, 2015. So you're already set up as a voter for next year. So just so you know. All right, we will proceed with the election, and the procedure will be this. Those who are going to vote for the incumbent, David Jackson, leave your ballot alone. Those who are going to vote for Alice McGrath, tear off one corner of your ballot, and then the ballots will be collected.
Question. Who's collecting the ballots and who's counting? Do you want to? We have the volunteer in the room.
All right, do we have a volunteer in the room?
We do. Yes, we do.
Okay, our volunteer will collect and then count the ballots. And thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
All right. So are we ready to vote? Yes. All right. We will proceed with voting. And while we're doing the voting, I'm going to make a couple of quick announcements. First of all, just a reminder that the GDUC booth is out there pretty much right outside of our door here. If you just go forward about 20 feet and turn right, you'll be at the booth. We have, you can either renew your membership with Vita or you can renew it there at the booth. You can also order those very cool dog beds and mutt mats that we're showing at the booth, and that we have order forms for that. Also, we have an auction for some three very cool items. There's a bottle of wine with chocolate, Red Zinfandel. There is a beautiful, gorgeous, snuggly warm Afghan that you and your puppy would love to cuddle on the couch with this beautiful Afghan, and that was hand crocheted by immediate past president Pam Metz, and it's nice. So check it out and put down a bid on that. And we also have a doggy basket that's got a toy in there and a Kong ball, some waste bags. There's a mug that says I love my Labrador. A $15 Starbucks card. So right there, even if it was just the card, it would be a $15 value, and it's much more than that. So go ahead and put a bid on that. Some good stuff in there, you know, a mug and Starbucks coffee to put in it, and other stuff. Have the ballots been collected?
All the ballots have been collected.
And do we have a count?
We have a count. We have 8 for Alice, and 4 for David.
So we have had 8 votes for Alice McGrath, 4 for David Jackson. So our new board member is Alice McGrath. And Alice, let's get Alice a microphone.
Thank you very much. And the first thing I want to say is that I know David is a very valuable member of GDUC, and I know that he's going to continue to do the work and the nice way that he has of inviting people to join this organization. So I'd like to thank David very much for his support. And I'm really looking forward to doing continued work, not only on program, but advocacy. And I look forward to getting to know everybody within this membership even more than what I do now. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much. And I want to give David a chance to say a couple of remarks, but before he does, there's a saying in Texas, all hat, no cattle. That means somebody who's big brag but doesn't do anything. David's just a difference. Huge cattle ranch, no big hat. Because David is a guy who just goes out and works, doesn't do it flashy. And David, don't think for one second we don't know that, and that you're not still a big part of this member of organization, and we need your support. And David, say a few remarks. We love you.
Thank you, Frank, for those very kind words. Alice, let me be the first to congratulate you on this seat. I appreciate your kind words. I want to say to the board and to this group here that I am totally dedicated to this affiliate. This group I have seen grow. You are all, the board here, you're known as, I'll be really quick with this.
Go ahead.
You're plankers. And what that means is that you're on the ground floor of something new. And that's extremely important. And that is that the reason that's important is because you're going to continue providing information to new members that come along. So again, Alice, congratulations. You guys are getting a wonderful person. She has great organizational skills and great written skills. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Now I want to. Now we're going to move on to our committee reports. The first one that we're going to cover. Well, actually, we just did nominating committee. So the next one is Constitution and Bylaws, and I want to do a little bit of housekeeping on that because technically, and this is purely the fault of the president, not the committee chair, we were a day late on the release of the Constitution update, and the reason was that our chair got the report in on the day he needed to, but the president fell asleep, so he didn't get it on the list until the next day. So that's why it was 14 instead of 15 days. So just to be sure that we're doing everything according to Hoyle, I would like to request a motion, and the motion that I'm asking for is to suspend the provision of the Constitution for the specifically with regard to the 15-day notice period, specifically for this meeting in order that we can consider the proposed Constitution and bylaw changes. It's been moved and seconded by multiple persons. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Thank you all for your indulgence. Now I will proceed with the reading of the Constitution and Bylaws report. And Ken Metz, the chair. I think I'm good. Ken Metz, the chair, is at home. He could not make it this weekend, so we're reading it in his behalf. Guide Dog Users of California, Constitution and Bylaws, proposed changes for membership meeting to be held on Saturday, April 12th, 2014. Proposed changes are found Proposed changes are found in the following. Article 3J. Proposed addition. J. Any votes requiring a secret ballot shall only take place at the annual GDUC membership meeting held at the annual CCB conference and convention. And that is the first item. I think I'm going to take these one at a time. So is there a motion to accept that amendment? There's been a move to pass the amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded by David Jackson and others. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next one, Article 4, Paragraph F. The terms of the offices, the terms of the officers and directors shall commence following the adjournment of the convention at which their election occurs. And if that's what the current language reads. The proposed change is as follows. F, the terms of office of officers and director shall commence at the end of the fiscal year in which the election takes place. In other words, that would mean that since our fiscal year is July 1st, that's when the June 30th would be the end of the term. In place of the new terms commencing July 1st of that year. So again, this is to change from the term beginning immediately today or the term beginning on July 1st would be the change. So I recognize a motion
Sorry. I will. No. I have a question, but
oh, need point
a motion
of inquiry.
First?
Go ahead.
Do you need a motion first?
If you're having a point of inquiry, that's fine.
All right. Short question. When does Alice take office under the current constitution? I'm assuming so. That would be at the end of today.
Under the current constitution, if this bylaw, if this motion is not approved, it would be.
Okay,
at the end of today.
When does the bylaw take effect?
The bylaw takes effect immediately, which means that this would mean that the change would happen instead on July 1st.
Thank you. And I move the adoption of the bylaw.
It's been moved that the amendment and seconded by Lena Dawes. Is there further discussion? We have two calls. Who is the woman in the back? Beth Berenson calls for the floor.
Okay, so I'm sorry. The caffeine is not working. So if we don't change this, Alice will take, her office will begin on July 1.
No.
If we change it, then Alice will take effect on July 1.
That's
if
right.
not, Alice takes effect now. Thank
More
you.
More or less, yes. You know, there's some argument whether they could be tomorrow, but essentially it's the same thing. Okay. And Margie Donovan?
Thank you. I wish to speak in favor of the amendment. And it would just make things more sequential with the calendar year, the state calendar year, and easier to follow. And I would encourage people to not consider voting this motion up or down based on the names and when they're going to take seats. That's not the purpose of this motion. Thank you.
All right, Vita Zavali.
I just want to say that it's also a very good opportunity for the person who's going out to train the new person coming in.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The amendment is approved. Moving on to Article 5, Section A. The current section reads as follows. If a vacancy occurs in the office of president, the vice president shall assume the office of president. If a vacancy occurs in the other offices of the organization, the president and the board of directors shall elect a person to continue in that office until the next regular or special meeting where an election shall be held. and here's the proposed change. A, if a vacancy occurs in the office of president, the vice president shall assume the office of president. If a vacancy occurs in the other offices of the organization, the president and the board of directors shall elect a person to continue in that office until the next GDUC in-person membership meeting is held at the next CCB conference and convention. This process will allow for a secret ballot if required. It's been moved by Margie Donovan that the amendment be adopted. Is there a second? Discussion. Hearing no call for discussion, all in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The amendment is adopted. The next item is Article 9, which currently reads, Article 9, Affiliation. This organization shall be affiliated with the California Council of the Blind. GDUC may disaffiliate from any organization by a two-thirds vote of the membership at any regular or special meeting. The change is as follows. Article 9. Affiliation. This organization shall be affiliated with the California Council of the Blind. GDUC may affiliate or disaffiliate from any organization by a two-thirds vote of the membership at any regular or special meeting. And I don't... Just a minor change there. So... He added affiliate or disaffiliate.
I'll explain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me first take the motion, then I'll recognize the Vita. Oh, you have the motion. Okay, thank you. All right, okay, go ahead. Vita Zavali has the floor.
Okay, the difference is simply that the first one said that we can disaffiliate by a two-thirds vote. This one says we can both affiliate or disaffiliate. That's all, that's the difference.
Is there any further discussion? Alice McGrath.
Linda.
Was that? Oh, Linda.
It's the other person with the accent.
You're quite right.
Okay. Quick question. I'm wondering. It says meeting. Should it be membership meeting or?
Okay, let me. I think I misread that. It says of membership at any regular or special meeting.
By the membership at any. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yes. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of this amendment say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The amendment is adopted. Now we turn to bylaw number 3. And it says here, dealing with committees. Take out legislation and public relations committees. Add program committee. And here's, and it says, bylaw 4 will require some thought and changes. That's a separate one. So again, the simple change is that we currently have a list of committees, and among those we have legislation committee and public relations committee. And this one would take those out and add program committee. Is there a motion to adopt this bylaw change? It's been moved by Lena Dawes. Is there a second? It's been a second by who? Was that Beth Berenson? Okay. Discussion?
Yes.
Ms. Zavali.
The other thing I'd like to change about this, we wanted to add a sentence that says that committees will be in place once a chair has been found, because not all these committees are active right now. But they are standing committees, and that's because we don't have active chairs. So somehow I'd like to put a sentence in that says that the committees will be established and as soon as possible, or once a chair is found.
I recognize Margie.
Thank you. I've talked to Ken a lot about this, and the board has talked about this. Their wording would be something to this effect. Committees will be filled... Committees will be filled upon the identification of a chair and the appropriate number of members to fulfill such committees. Did you get that? Oh, good, you got it too. So, and that, just to reiterate, right now we're required to fill these committees, and until we build our membership and we have bodies, we're in violation, and we want to make sure that we're ethical and we're not in violation. And once our membership builds, if this does pass, we can always take this out of it. Thank you.
Thank you. I would consider that a motion to amend the I consider that, I believe that, am I correct that that would be regarded by the chair as a friendly amendment?
The chair has regarded it.
The chair, in fact, this came from the chair. So this is this was a minor amendment. So is there any discussion of the modified amendment? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Abstentions. All right, the next item here is informational. It says, bylaw 4 will require some thought and change. This bylaw has to do with voting for delegate and alternate delegates for the annual CCB conference and convention. So I think that is the end of the report. It says that bylaw 4 requires some changes. It does not give any recommendations. We may amend the bylaws at this time. So if somebody wishes to propose some language, we could take care of that. Otherwise, we could refer it back to the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. Ms. Zavel, I think, okay, Ms. Donovan.
I'd like to make a motion to amend this amendment, the bylaw, thank you. Bylaw number 4, and it's how we elect our delegates. We'd continue to elect them at our annual membership meeting via secret ballot, and we would elect one alternate and one delegate from each end of the state. So we cannot elect a delegate and an alternate from Southern California. One would have to be from Northern, and one would have to be from Southern. The reason I put this forward, I know it's a little complicated, but the reason I put it forward is we know that people at the last minute are having financial issues. And we always need to be guaranteed that we have at least a delegate there. And many of our members this time at the last minute couldn't come. And so if they were local here, they could be here to vote for us. So that's why I'm recommending that change.
Mr. Chair,
I believe that Vita Zavali called for the floor first, so I'm going to recognize Vita, then I will recognize Judy Wilkinson.
Mr. Chair, I'd actually like to read bylaw 4 so everyone knows what it currently says.
That would be fine.
Okay. Convention delegates, A, at each annual GDUC meeting held telephonically.
So this would refer to the meeting that will usually take place in the fall.
In the fall. The organization shall elect a delegate and an alternate delegate who shall represent GDUC at the following annual conference and convention of CCB. B says, any delegate so elected shall vote in accordance with the wishes of the majority of the membership, whether in general meeting or in caucus, as required to do so. So to me, we're only looking at 4A. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, and Judy Wilkinson?
I'm really uncomfortable voting on something without actually seeing the formal language. I really would like... I would want to know if we really are going to put in one has to be from one part of the state and one has to be from the other part of the state. I want to see the language. I'm uncomfortable until I see the language sort of going on, well, it'll say something like this.
Would I interpret that to say that you would wish to?
I guess I'm opposing the motion.
Are you wishing to oppose the motion, or would you prefer to make a motion to refer this
yes,
issue back
like
to the committee?
Yes, I would like to refer it back to the bylaws committee.
So it has been moved by Ms. Wilkinson that this item be referred back to the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. Is there a second? I hear a second in the back of the room. Nellie Emerson, thank you. Hi, Nellie. Is there a point of order? Yes. Go ahead.
I'm sending them. Vita, since you're the second person on the Bylaws Committee, can you tell us why this was not addressed? We have spoken about it plenty. I'm just curious.
I am not.
No, oh, I thought.
No, Frank.
Oh, Frank, can you tell us?
I cannot. I cannot. So, you know, that happens after they're married for a few years, you know. All right. So, again, there's no, hold on now. There's a motion on the floor to refer. It's been seconded. So now we have discussion of that motion. Is there discussion of the motion to refer?
I'd like to speak against the motion to defer. I totally get Judy's concept, and generally I would agree with her, but we have a whole year, and I think if this motion to defer fails, we can grasp the concept and put it out to the membership and have the membership vote on it. but I think we're voting on the concept of what we want, not the exact languaging. Thank you.
Order, please. Order, please. Again, we're. Ms. Metz.
No, she's got one.
She's got a mic. Okay.
Hello, you guys. I. Ken wanted everybody's input on this, but he wanted to write it to, because he was having a hard time making sure that everything was covered in this. And I think that we need to, and I'm not saying this because I'm his wife or whatever, I think we need to take the ideas, send them to him, and let he and Frank do the wording, and then we put this out on the list.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I'm in favor. Yes.
I believe that what Mr. Metz is, what Mr. Metz is in wishes were, is that rather than adopting a motion at this time, that we make this an item of discussion, and then we provide this information back to him so that he can bring a proper amendment in the future. That I'd like to first ask Ms. Wilkinson that in light of that, would you be inclined to withdraw your motion in favor of us accepting a motion to simply just make this a discussion item for about 5 minutes?
Yes, I'd be willing
to
withdraw the motion, so long as we're not voting on this bylaw today.
I'm going to take a quick vote. Is that the motion has been withdrawn? Is it the sense of the membership that you are comfortable with having a quick discussion and then moving on?
Yeah. Yeah. But you can't do that until I withdraw my original motion.
Okay, Margie, do you? Yeah.
So I made a motion, and I'm withdrawing that motion to determine how we elect delegates at this convention. And I hope the seconder will agree to withdraw.
I think there was a seconder. I think it was Nellie Emerson, I believe. But anyway, so I think that it is the consensus of the members that we can discuss this. So let's talk about this, what you have in mind in terms of this idea. Ms. Zavali.
Yeah. If this doesn't have to wait a year at all. First of all, we've been having membership meetings every 2 to 3 months. So I would like to request that this be brought up at the next membership meeting and, telephonically, and that before that meeting, at least 15 days, that the new wording go out to the membership so they have time to read it.
Okay. Is there other discussion? Other comments? Again, this is comments regarding the idea of changing our voting on the delegates so that we would have one of the delegates would be from the north part of the state and one from the south part of the state. Ms. Donovan.
Never mind. I just want to make sure that was captured.
Yes. All right. I hear no further call for discussion of this item. So, just if you have further thoughts, do transmit those on to Mr. Metz so that he can address those. All right, and that concludes the report of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee, and we will return back to the agenda. Judy Wilkinson asked for the floor for what purpose?
Mr. Chairman, if I'm going to have to leave, I have other obligations.
Yes.
So could I say something about forward?
By all means, go ahead.
May I do that now?
Yes.
Moving forward, I'm
very
honored,
good at 9 in the morning.
I'm honored to be the editor of Forward. And I'm looking forward to receiving material from you. The deadline is fast approaching for our first issue. May 1st is our deadline, and I'd love to see articles from you. And there is going to be an article submitted by Carly, and Carly is going to have her own corner, Carly's Corner. And in Carly's Corner, that is where any pooch can have a say. So Carly will take submissions from any guide dog whose handler would like to help the pooch write, and Carly will take articles for her corner. And I'm just that's what her first article will be about, but I'm letting you know ahead of time. Should anybody want to be thinking about submitting to Carly's Corner, they're welcome to do that. And I'm being actually serious. I mean, we want to have fun in this magazine as well. We have lots of serious matters to discuss, but Carly insisted on having a say for the dogs. And the people can have their say in all the rest of the magazine. In other words, I'm not going to take articles from dogs anywhere else but in Carly's Corner. So please, I'm looking forward to getting, and I'll stay a minute for other comments, but I think it's going to be a great publication. We're going to renew it. It's going to become revitalized, and I'm looking forward to it.
Any comments on the Forward?
The deadline is May 1st. Well, no. Carly is only going to, the corner will only appear when a dog submits something.
So Carly will be the assistant editor. All right. You're quite welcome. All right. We will then proceed on to the report of the Advocacy Committee, which will be read by Vivian Younger.
Okay, well, we need somebody to hold the mic. Okay, I am very nervous about reading.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, the GDUC Advocacy Committee report, April 12, 2014. First of all, I would like to say thanks to President Frank for appointing me as chair of the GDUC Advocacy Committee, and apologize for not being able to be at this meeting in person. We have two issues of which we dealt with in what we consider successful. One was already sent to U.S. Air on behalf of the incident which occurred to Mr. Albert Ruzzi back in November 2013. And the second one was which took place here in California. The U.S. Air incident dealt with a flight attendant believing that she could interpret the Air Carrier Act in trying to deny a proper seating for Mr. Ruzzi and his guide dog, Doxy. Instead, she got him taken off the plane and the other 35 or so sighted passengers got off with him in protest, and that flight ended up being canceled. Yeah, it was. Okay. We wrote a letter in support of Mr. Ruzzi, his right to fly, which could impact all of us as guide dog handlers. The second issue was right here in our town, our state of California. The community colleges system, through the Disabled Students Services programs, attempted to require persons using service animals to fill out a specific form listing their service animal and answering certain questions about their dogs. This was prevalent in San Diego at their community college and also a couple of colleges in Northern California, one being right here in Sacramento. After our committee met, we contacted the Disabled Students Program folks in the California College Chancellor's Office, and were told that this policy was already being retracted. For some of us, such as myself, who attended community colleges many, many years ago, we didn't have those problems. And the information they were now going to attempt to collect was illegal under what the ADA allows. We were assured that this policy would not be used, and that we were given a contact in the Chancellor's office if we ever heard otherwise. What we do in the future as GDUC Advocacy Committee is going to rely a lot on what all of the members would like to assist with. That's not the exact wording, but I'm nervous. Okay. We need to receive information from each GDUC member of any issue may come up that you are having difficulty resolving. We can tackle all types of issues to access the stores, housing, transportation, etc. We can perhaps think about how we might wish to make suggestions or write resolutions that could affect decisions as to how the California State Board of Guide Dogs California State Guide Dogs of the Blind could improve the direction they are taking with our guides and as us as handlers. We can also suggest to the three California guide dog schools ways in which we might like them to possibly change any position of their training programs or graduate service programs. I've stated before that the advocacy committee will look at each piece of information you send to us on a case-by-case basis. I would like to thank my committee members of Margie Donovan, Vivian Younger, and Lena Dawes. Respectfully submitted, Ken Metz, Chair, GDUC Advocacy Committee.
Is there a motion to approve the advocacy report? It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Margie?
Voting.
Oh. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Go ahead, Margie.
Sorry. This is where I'm going to give my part on the update on the two resolutions that from GDUC to CCB regarding the guide dog board. We've come to learn very recently that neither of those resolutions were disseminated to the members of the board. And this is going to seem a little confusing, but I'm going to do it anyway. At the same time, I've confirmed that the individual we suspected that filed through LegalZoom is the individual that we suspected. So knowing these two things and some ethical issues, I began some more research and contacted a legal department within the governor's office. And just last week, I had a conversation and sent an email to this individual who's an ethics person in the legal office of the governor's office. Donna Pomerantz has been in touch with this individual as well and sent forward our resolutions. And Donna and I conferred when I got here yesterday, and we felt it was best that since we have a contact and we believe a very strong contact, that our resolutions will go forward to the members of the board and that something will be done regarding the situation with Guide Dog Users of California, Inc. And the update on that with the incorporation is the individual that lives in Richmond, their email was used when they filed on LegalZoom, and their name was used, and they did not technically commit anything illegal because we did not own the name anymore. However, that individual, since filing on September 11th of 2013, has never taken the proper steps to complete, and that individual has now received two letters from the Department of Consumer Affairs, and the latest letter was in March with a $50 fine. Theoretically, somewhere around August or September, that individual will no longer have rights to the name and will continue incurring fines. And at some point, although it's probably toothless, if you will, the state tax board will start contacting this individual. And because you do have to pay those fines. And that individual cannot just elect not to move forward as I thought they could. So they have to write it out and pay the fines. At some point, we need to decide if we want to incorporate. Incorporating is a big deal. All these years, we have operated under the CCB. If we incorporate ourselves and take back GDUCI, that means that we are going to have to do our own tax forms each year and follow all the tax laws. And so between now and next convention, we need to consider that. I don't think that we're in any jeopardy at all. I think we'll just write it out and then continue with our name over this next year, and then we'll have a progress report. If we have an update between now and the next convention, I certainly will send out an email to that effect. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie. Good update. And Margie, thank you very much for being the bird dog on this issue. Really, really keeping on top of it. Yeah, thank you. All right. Okay. I'm going to move on quickly. The next item that was on the agenda is budget. I think in the end of this beat, I'm just going to say that at this point, we have not prepared a budget because of in the process of transition a lot of information was lost, so we're only now collecting the data this year that will allow us in the future to provide realistic budgets in the future. But of course, having said that, we will certainly be careful with the money while we're going through this year.
You want a budget for July 1st or the annual for the next?
For overstepping, I probably should have allowed the treasurer to be making this particular report, for which I will be duly chastised later, I'm sure. it would probably be appropriate to prepare a budget for the coming fiscal year, but that would be in July 1st, and it's something we could take up in a future meeting.
Okay, can I say?
Yes.
Okay. I can prepare a budget for July 1st. I'm sure we'll have a membership meeting just before then. I can at least give a draft at that point. However, I need to say that I will only have information from October through June. So I can only base it on that. Okay. Just want to be clear about that for the membership.
All right. Now let's get a fundraising report from Pam Metz and Vita Zavoli. And I think we have some good news.
Thank you.
No, after you.
We're doing well at the booth. We have necklaces. We have a silent auction. We have bones that we're selling. We have water bowls. And we have kibble pouches. The kibble pouches, the water bowls, and the dog beds were all donated. And a big, huge thank you to Pam Metz. She had made that happen. Yes, and she did. She made that happen. It's really wonderful. It's an anonymous donation, so we're going to log it as that. So we're doing well. We did spend the $300 that the membership allowed us to spend for the booth, but I do believe we're going to get it all back. Also, the 50-50 is doing really well. We're up to $170, I believe. So, is it over 200 already? Anyway, it's close to $200. So already someone's going to win $100. So that is really good.
Your tickets away so I can win.
Oh. We desperately need a fundraising chair. Desperately. The board has elected not to be chairs of committees. Each of us will be a liaison on a committee. But we've decided that we should not be the chairs, that this is truly should be the work of the membership. Okay, and then I'm going to pass it to Pam.
I have one. I know we're all tired in here. You sure it's not Monday? Okay, I want to say that, yes, I got a huge donation, and I'm going to write them a letter of appreciation and how we, okay, Vita, thank you. Vita has three hats. She has treasure, and she has sometimes, we tend to agree on fundraising. It depends on our moods. But we both are really, really glad that we got the donations. We have a lot that we can sell at the booth. Margie got the mud mats. I have the beds. And understand, there's only 10 beds and three have sold. So if you want one of the beds, you need to go over and buy one. They're $35. $5 is the $5 is shipping, so that I can get them shipped to you guys. The mud mats are what,
32?
Yes. Are 32, and Margie has 955 of those. So I just want to say that I am the fundraising liaison, and I really, really would love to have somebody chair the committee so we can work on having something large to do. We need to really, really push GDUC and get us back in where we should be as an organization. One other thing, we have all the silent auctions, and I really would love for you guys to go over and bid on it. Not just my quilt, but the basket and the wine bottle. I want the booze. But we need to make sure, we really, really would. 2 o'clock, I think. Yeah. Okay.
159. I'd like to, and now we have to decide, maybe in the next membership meeting. I'd like to talk about us having a table at one of the Mutt Struts. I think it'd be really valuable for GDUC to have a table.
All right, motion to accept the fundraising report. So moved. Seconds. Okay. Any further discussion of fundraising? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good, that was quick. All right, next item is program report from our newly elected board member, Alice McGrath. Don't worry, I'm watching my watch.
Thank you. So great, I raised my hand and the volunteer just put the mic right in it. Okay, as far as the program, I hope all of us, I know that you're pulled in many directions here, but I hope that you give yourself and your doggy time to learn from Carla for the dog massage section. At the luncheon, we are going to be chairing a discussion for folks, because many members go to the lunch, not necessarily to the business meeting all the time, although we'll work on that. But I think for the luncheon, we're going to ask for ideas from the floor for not only programs at convention, but then also programs that we can offer by telephone. There's lots and lots of, there's lots of issues, and there's a lot of great speakers that are out there to help us. And I think that that will continue to grow our membership. So that's our plan for the committee. Thanks, and that's my report.
I'd like to clarify. Thank you, Alice, very, very much. I'd like to clarify, there's been a lot of confusion. The program for this morning will be up in the Sierra room, which is on the second floor, and then we'll be back in this room for the luncheon. Thank you.
And let the record show that that was not the fault of the program committee. Yeah. All right. Is there a motion to approve the program report?
Yes.
Second. Any program discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And no? Objection? Abstentions? And whoa. Thank you for all the work of the hard work of the committee. All right. I think we've already covered the items of old business, so I'm going to move on to new business. Just a couple of items of new business that are on the agenda. Well, three. It was asked to discuss the item of, and I'm going to move something in the interest of time. I think one thing we want to ask is there a consideration of a donation to Guide Dogs for the Blind Sacramento Puppy Raisers?
Mr. Chair, many of us have noticed this weekend that we've had Gold Rush Guides of Sacramento here. They're the group out of the three in the area that chose to come since Wednesday and clean and work in the cleanup area or the relief area, work our booth and work in our programs, running mics, helping people in and out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Did the great grooming workshop yesterday. I would like to make a motion that Guide Dog Users of California make a donation to Gold Rush Guide Dogs, Gold Rush Guides of Sacramento of $50.
It's been moved and seconded that we donate $50. Is there discussion?
Yes,
Ms. Zavoli.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment, and that is that we donate $100 to them. They have been at the booth all day, 2 days, relief fair, all kinds. I mean, truthfully, if we had 1,000, I would do that. But $100, that's my friendly amendment.
I'll take the privilege of saying that I think Racer and Aster by themselves are worth $50 a piece.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Being a little dog.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All crazy enough to say no, say no. Brainless abstentions, say abstain. I'm not biased. No. The motion carries.
Can I please say something? I'm yes. Susan. I'm a puppy raiser with Gold Rush for the Guides, and I just want to say thank you so much. You guys are wonderful. Yes.
All right.
My dog does not like to use the grass. He has had no problem.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And on the note of access, we have your back because we have a ton of trouble with our puppies. And so whenever we come across trouble, we take time to let people know about the laws of access. So we're right ahead. We're one step ahead of you guys, helping you guys to get that access for your dogs.
Okay, there was a note on the agenda about the discussion of a GDUC logo. We've got about 8 minutes left. Is this something we want to discuss now? We will defer that to our next meeting. Is there's a motion to defer the logo issue to the next meeting. It's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
No? Opposed? Abstentions? We will consider this at the next meeting. All right, I'm going to, is there any other new business that people wish to bring up at this time? That's the next item on the agenda. Announcements. Who's calling for the floor? Who's calling for the floor for announcement?
This is Christy Crespin.
Hey, Christy.
And as a member of the scholarship committee, for any potential students, I just want to make sure, and if you know of students that are attending school who live in California, even if they're attending trade school or college outside of California or inside of California, the period for the scholarships is March 1st through May 30th. And it says full-time on there, but there are a lot of extenuating circumstances why some people can't go to school full-time. So don't let that fool you or hold you back. let us be the judge. And I look forward to having you access the scholarship application on the CCB website. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other announcements? I'd like to take the privilege of taking a couple very quick announcements here. First off, just a reminder, and I think most of you here in this room know that, but if you happen to notice others, remind folks that the relief area is on the right of the sidewalk, not the left. And I learned today that, much to my surprise, the asphalt relief area, get this, it's on the left, not the right. Is that at the end of the sidewalk? That's
correct. To say I'm the only one that uses it, so it's perfectly clean.
Well, you have help. There's company there.
It had to be that way because of the drainage.
I see. Okay. And of course, nobody told me that until this morning. But so, okay. And again, do pick up your. Just tell people, remember to pick up their bags afterwards. Okay. All right. Now, one last item of announcement that I have, and I'll cover this in more detail on the list, but. About that resolution that I sent out about a week ago in the middle of the night when I shouldn't have, there is an ongoing discussion about appropriate responses to the imposter guide dog service dog issue. Let's continue that discussion on the list. I hope that between us and others, we can come up with an approach that the coalition can be built around. I was asked yesterday by Jeff Tom to submit a substitute motion that would have just dealt with a state law that would do something about the sales of people being able to buy service dog equipment without any proof. I did not do that because by the time when we were at the resolutions committee last night, they had like three or four more resolutions to do, and it was midnight, and I was like dying on my feet, so I figured that was not going to happen. But we will continue that discussion and working towards a list and working with the advocacy committee here to come up with an approach. Any further announcements? Yeah. There's a motion to adjourn, a second. All in favor, say aye.
Hi, Vivian.
No.